The first time I saw the wave was at my first baseball game. I think we were in San Diego watching the Padres, and all I really understood was that the game was taking forever. And then the wave came toward our section. I could not wait for it to arrive. When everyone else stood up and waved their hands, I did too. I loved it. Fast forward a couple of decades to last fall. It's a beautiful night at Fenway Park. Red Sox, Yankees. It's one of those rare, swift-moving games with lots of excitement. Everyone's in a good mood, except maybe Sox manager Alex Cora, who was ejected for the first time in his career. And then someone starts the wave, and I start to get really, really angry. Seriously, people, there's a game going on, an exciting game. What are you doing? Anyway, the man who claims to have invented this welcome diversion / scourge on humanity goes by the name Crazy George Henderson.
This is Crazy George, and I want to tell you, it's a fact. I don't claim it. It did start in Oakland at the Oakland A's New York Yankee playoff game, October 15th, 1981. There has never been a wave before that date.
October 15th, 1981. More than 47,000 fans of the Oakland A's say goodbye to an incredible season in a most incredible way.
It was the third game in the series, and we needed something big. It was 47,000 fans. It was sold out, and the crowd was nuts.
Tonight is a perfect example of what the Oakland Coliseum has meant this year. Everybody having a great time out here.
I started the cheer in the fifth inning because I thought it would change the momentum of the game. It was still 0-0. And the crowd never saw anything like this before.
Crescendo rising here. That's amazing. I've never seen anything like this. All this is happening as far as the vociferous aspect of the crowd, while nothing's going on in the field. Now the next question is just how inhibiting this will be, whatever it is.
I knew what I wanted, but the fans did not know what I wanted, and I had to train them.
Fans under the direction of Crazy George out here having themselves a good evening and enjoying baseball, enjoying the Coliseum and not hurting anybody.
And then what happened is 2 weeks later, the University of Washington, they saw it. Then they did the wave after that in every game. And that's what came to the false conclusion that they invented the wave, because after they did it, they would be doing it against other colleges. The other colleges started doing it, and it spread from there. So they helped spread it, but I invented it, and I did it October 15th. They did October 31st, but they still claim to this day, some of them, that they invented it.
That story was produced by reporter Beau Walsh.